UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says the wildlife bridge spanning I-80 at the top of Parley's Canyon is going to be good for people and animals. Large game are frequently hit on the highway between Lamb's Canyon and Kimball Junction. UDOT says car-animal collisions in the past few years have killed 122 mule deer, 13 moose, 4 elk, 3 mountain lions, and a black bear.
Not only are we going to save the lives of many animals, but, you know, importantly, I think it goes without saying that that cuts down on the amount of crashes that we'll see in Parley's Canyon as well.
The grassroots group Save People, Save Wildlife have pushed UDOT to build the bridge and wildlife fencing along both sides of I-80 in the area from Jeremy Ranch to Parley's Summit. Lorelei Coombs is on the board, and she has been with the group since they first organized 3 years ago.
There have been studies that say that the width that we are building is not sufficient for large animals to cross over. It would probably be fine for small animals, but not large, such as moose and elk. But they said that they are going to have wildlife cameras, and they will be, spotting the animals throughout the winter to see how effective the width of the bridge is. And hopefully all animals will use it, but we'll just have to wait and see.
She says UDOT has agreed to install cattle guards on the ramps at Parley's Summit, and they've closed the gaps in the fencing along both sides of the highway.
Well, we think UDOT's been doing a great job. We'd like to thank them for their hard work and, keeping their promises about having the wildlife bridge in before winter hits, and the wildlife fencing, as much work as they've been doing on both north and south, trying to ensure that the animals will be safe and passengers will be safe traveling along I-80. So we applaud their efforts for that.
Gleason says the westbound climbing lane will be done by this fall. The berm and noise wall are on target to finish up in the next few months.
Prevent against some of the additional noise that we're going to see with the additional lane there. Per request of all of the residents out there that live in directly in the path of the additional noise, we balloted 29 different people. 27 of them came back and said they absolutely wanted to build a noise wall, and so by federal law we have to abide by that.
Gleason says the fencing will help direct wildlife onto the bridge, but drivers in this area still need to be vigilant because there will always be animals that find their way onto the highway. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.